When you think of a tuba, a middle school band concert might be the first thing that comes to mind. But the Wagner Tuba housed in Vermilion is not exactly the same thing. The Wagner Tuba is a combination of a horn and a tuba. Way back in 1854, Richard Wagner, a German opera composer, envisioned this instrument. Wagner was then composing Das Rheingold, the first act of the Ring cycle. In his work, he included four tubas which didn't exist yet. The figments of imagined sound helped him to design the Wagner tuba.
He was very well known for trying to bring new sounds and new instruments to the classical orchestra.
Anna Silva is working on her master's at USD, focusing on this unique tuba.
One of these sounds that he looked out for was really this so-called Wagner tuba that actually he wanted to include him specifically in his composition of the Ring cycle.
Silva says Wagner had a specific goal in mind when designing the tuba. By the late 1800s, he bought a set of tubas made to his specifications by German manufacturers.
This one was made by Carl William Moritz. I was able to date the instrument's manufacturing between 1877 and 1894.
Wagner's operas were showcased throughout the 19th and 20th century. The Metropolitan Opera, based out of New York, acquired the tuba to use during their show. However, Silva says it was not being played, but included with the cinematic set.
At that time, it was probably already in a bad shape, so it really wasn't playable. It could have already the missing part and the major dance, so it was used as a prop in that opera.
Silva says in the late 1980s, the tuba went through a few owners, who eventually donated it to the National Music Museum in 2004.
The instrument was kind of in a very, very bad shape. It was dented with Willie Hughes dents and has some main parts missing.
The tuba came out of storage in 2013 when Silva started working on it for her thesis. Along with researching the instrument, Silva did a conservative restoration which preserved the historic parts of the tuba. Cleveland Johnson is a director of the National Music Museum and says though the instrument is preserved, it is still unplayable.
Most musical instruments are in fact not playable. Very often are not restorable to playing condition, and to even think of doing so would destroy a lot of historic information.
The Wagner tuba had many pieces missing, including the lead pipe, which was how the instrument was played. Silva says she researched and found measurements of what the piece should look like to help with the reconstruction. She says there was more to the project than just restoring the tuba.
Another reason why the instrument was restored was basically to bring it out to the public, to make it exhibitable.
Silva finished her restoration of the Wagner tuba in June, and then it was transported to Seattle, where it is currently displayed with seven other rare instruments from the National Music Museum. This display includes 19th century instruments by Wagner and Giuseppe Verdi, with the Wagner tuba as the centerpiece. Johnson says once Silva confirmed the restoration would be completed in time, the display came all together.
I knew then that we would have this centerpiece for the exhibit, and then it was just a matter of finding other instruments to fill in around it. And in fact, we did end up having a nice selection of things that played right into our hands.
Johnson says he wants to let others know about these instruments at the museum, and the display at the Seattle Opera House is just a start.
We have an exhibition coming up in 2015 that will be in the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. That will get us out in front of a national, if not international, audience.
The tuba you hear at a high school band concert may already have that kind of worldwide acclaim. This tuba's cousin, the Wagner tuba, may never achieve the same recognition. But if those at the National Music Museum at USD have a say, it's a story that won't be forgotten. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jenny Zeller.